Let's stand up.
Listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
We better stand up on this 4th of July Independence Day holiday here in the USA. Yes, we're going to stand up, stand up, stand up, and go to France. That's where the semifinal matches will be played Wednesday and Thursday at the European Football Championship. You're listening to Sonny Young on the Voice of America and the sunny side of sports. Let's go to France in the first semifinal Wednesday. Wow, wow, those Welsh fans. What's going on here now? Welsh fans coming out of nowhere talking about their impressive 3-1 victory over Belgium. But let's backtrack. Let's get back on course here, sports fans. In the first semifinal Wednesday, Wales will play Portugal in Lyon. Some football fans are billing this as a matchup between Real Madrid teammates Gareth Bale of Wales and Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal. Bale has scored 3 goals so far at Euro 2016, while Ronaldo has 2. Wales reached the quarterfinals at the 1958 World Cup in Sweden, but this is the first time the Welsh have advanced to the semifinals of a major tournament. In the quarterfinals, Wales scored an impressive 3-1 win over Belgium, a victory that delighted these Welsh fans.
Absolutely amazing! We can't wait for the final! We will be in the final!
Absolutely fantastic. Can't wait now for Portugal.
We heard that fan say he can't wait now for Portugal in the semifinals. The Portuguese advanced to the Final Four with a hard-fought victory over Poland and Marseille. The teams drew 1-1 after 120 minutes of football and then went to penalty kicks, where Portugal won 5-3. The Portuguese are aiming for their first European title after finishing runner-up to Greece in 2004 when they hosted the tournament. The other semifinal on Thursday promises to be a cracker. Cracker! Snap, crackle, and pop! France will host world champion Germany in Marseille. Our Voice of America football fans will remember the French lifted the World Cup on home soil in 1998, and they have 2 European titles, winning in 1984 and 2000. And the host country appears to be hitting peak form at just the right time. The French spanked surprise package Iceland on Sunday, 5-2 at the Stade de France, just outside Paris. France got 2 goals from Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud. He now has 3 goals for the tournament. And Atletico Madrid striker Antoine Griezmann was also a danger man for the French. He set up 2 goals and also scored on a delicate chip. That was his tournament-leading 4th goal at Euro 2016. Iceland, though, is leaving the competition with its collective heads held very high. Iceland captivated fans around the world with their unexpected run to the quarterfinals, the team's best ever performance at its debut European Championship. This young Iceland girl outside the Stade de France says she's very proud of her team.
Well, I think it's just okay, because no one really expected we'd get this far, and we kind of won the last part, so everyone feels good about it. It's all right.
Meanwhile, the Germans, like the Portuguese, advanced to the semifinals with a hard-fought penalty kick victory, and in the process, finally put an end to the Italian curse. Germany ended 54 years of misery against Italy at major tournaments by prevailing in one of the wildest shootouts in European Championship history. Germany's left back, Jonas Hector, converted the 18th kick to clinch a 6-5 victory on penalty kicks in Bordeaux. A cagey match between Europe's 2 most successful football nations ended 1-1 after extra time. Leonardo Bonucci's 78th minute penalty for Italy canceled out a 65th minute strike by Mesut Ozil. One of my Facebook friends, Lusaka-born Hugh Malozzi, wondered after Germany's win, does Germany ever lose a shootout? In fact, it was world champion Germany's sixth consecutive victory in a penalty shootout since then West Germany lost the final of Euro 1976 to Czechoslovakia 5-3 on penalty kicks in Belgrade. It was also Germany's first competitive win over Italy in 9 matches dating from 1962. That run includes losses to the Italians in the 1982 World Cup final and 3 major tournament semifinals at World Cups in 1970 and 2006 and at Euro 2012. The Germans are now looking to follow up their World Cup title from 2 years ago in Brazil. That was their 4th World Cup championship. And if they can get 2 more wins in France, they'll have 4 European championships. Once again, the semifinals at Euro 2016 in France. Wales versus Portugal Wednesday in Lyon. And France will host Germany Thursday in Marseille. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Now let's go to South America, where tens of thousands of Chilean football fans celebrated their country's second consecutive Copa America title. The Chilean team showed off the trophy at Estadio Nacional on Sunday. Local media estimated 35,000 to 40,000 fans attended the event in the capital, Santiago, 1 week after Chile beat Argentina on penalty kicks for the second year in a row in the Copa America final. Argentina's superstar Lionel Messi was so dejected by the loss that he announced his retirement from international football. We'll have to wait and see if his retirement sticks, with the 2018 World Cup coming up quickly in Russia. But back to Chile's trophy celebration in Santiago. Team captain and goalie Claudio Bravo carried the trophy and put it on a pedestal before addressing the crowd. He said, and I quote, "We have made many sacrifices to give the country this joy. What we have achieved is very valuable. We once again appreciate the patience that you have had with us." The Copa America Centenario was played for the first time here in the United States to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the tournament. And as part of that anniversary, the tournament was also expanded to 16 teams, 10 from South America and 6 from the CONCACAF region of North and Central America and the Caribbean. An update now on the Wimbledon tennis tournament in London. Swiss star Roger Federer remains on course for a record 8th Wimbledon men's singles crown after beating American Steve Johnson Monday in straight sets. The final score from the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, 6-2, 6-3, and 7-5. The third-seeded Federer is being described as one of the biggest beneficiaries of the shock defeat over the weekend suffered by world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia, who was upset by American Sam Querrey. With his victory on Monday, Federer drew level with the now-retired Martina Navratilova. Each player has posted a record 306, count them, 306 Grand Slam singles match wins. In the quarterfinals, Federer will play the ninth-seeded Croatian Marin Cilic, who advanced after his opponent, the fifth-seeded Japanese Kei Nishikori, who retired with a rib injury while trailing 6-1 and 5-1.
Today, I was, you know, hoping to get better, but it was too much pain on the court, so yeah, I couldn't really compete today.
Japanese tennis player Kei Nishikori speaking Monday at the Wimbledon tournament in London. Meanwhile, Thai golf star Thong Chai Jaiti won the 100th Open de France for his 8th and best European Tour victory. The 46-year-old Jaiti finished 4 shots ahead of the Italian Francesco Molinari and 5 shots ahead of Northern Ireland star Rory McIlroy. Reporter Nick Dye caught up with Jaiti and asked him about his triumph.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. You know, we try to get my... I don't want to put my picture on in the course, you know. I try to put in my thing a lilac to play in the course, you know. I know the guy behind us, they're very well, you know. I mean, like Lolly behind us, Martin Kammer behind us, Andy behind us, and Molinari behind us. I think it really, I look on the leaderboard almost every hole, you know. We're thinking about how to play with the course, you know. I know my game in performing is right now is okay, you know. I'm very good performing, I know, because I know iron very well. I play iron very well, putting very well. You know, that's why I key the most important, you know, hit the ball in the fairway and then hit on the green and then make a putt. I absolutely today our play is great, you know. It's a couple of meters of fairway, you know, and just coming up we can hit on the green and then make a putt, you know. I'm no complaint at all, you know. Wins is win. I think really I'm very excited about my win the tournament, you know.
And there were so many leaderboards out there. So when you saw your name was 4 clear, 5 clear at one stage, does that help you relax?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to have, you know, if you want 4-5 shot become to 2-hole, very relaxed. I don't, doesn't matter. You make bogey, that's the good enough for win the tournament. Anything, you know, whatever, you know, win the tournament, I don't mind the score. Try to win the tournament. This tournament is a big tournament, you know, in my life. I think, you know, it's amazing, you know. I would like to put all the trophy to my family and my son because it's my son's birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday. Why,
yeah, happy birthday for my son, you know. He's 14 today. Maybe he's very, very happy with that, you know, to win the trophy and the win is couple watch for him, you know. It's amazing, you know. I don't say anything, you know. I would like to say all of my sponsors, thank you for all my sponsors, you know, even the people from Thailand and also the fans support everyone in the world, you know. That's the main thing to keep me to play well this week, you know.
The last thing in English, I have to ask, this is an 8th European Tour victory. Always hard to compare them, but when you've won in the likes of Wales, Sweden, South Korea, when you were in all those wins, how does this compare?
I think this one, compared with this tournament, is more and a lot another difficult course. I know they compared to Korea is different. That one the weather this golf court, I like this golf court because the golf court is challenged. You know, you have to have keep the ball in play, and also you have to have, I think your game plan very important. You know, that's why I asked you about few days ago, you know, about this golf court. You can't miss the fairway. If you miss the fairway, you need luck. And also with this week I'm picked great, and my game plan is fantastic this weekend.
Thai golfer Thongchai Jaydee, the winner of the 100th Open de France tournament, and he was talking with reporter Nick Dye.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Big basketball news on this 4th of July holiday here in the USA. Kevin Durant, the most coveted free agent in the National Basketball Association, is signing with the Golden State Warriors. Durant announced his decision Monday on the Players Tribune website. He says it's been by far the most challenging few weeks in his professional life. The 2014 NBA Most Valuable Player met with six teams during the past 3 days. The Oklahoma City Thunder, that's the organization he played for the past nine seasons. Golden State, the 2015 NBA champions. The San Antonio Spurs, the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, and the Los Angeles Clippers. The 27-year-old Durant is a seven-time NBA All-Star, and he'll be one of the leaders on the U.S. Men's Olympic team in Rio de Janeiro, which is the favorite to win the gold medal in August. Reports say Kevin Durant's deal with the Golden State Warriors is worth $54 million over 2 years. In other NBA free agent news, the Chicago Bulls signed four-time All-Star Rajon Rondo to a two-year, $30 million contract. Rondo becomes Chicago's replacement at point guard for Derrick Rose, who was traded to the New York Knicks last month. Meanwhile, a couple of African players, Bismack Biyombo from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Serge Ibaka from Congo Brazzaville, will be teaming up next season with the Orlando Magic. The Magic and Biyombo agreed to a four-year, $72 million deal. Biyombo is coming off a breakout season with the Toronto Raptors. And Orlando also acquired Ibaka from the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's right, Kevin Durant's old club. Last month. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be with you.
Welcome back on this 4th of July holiday. Andrew, what's trending in the sports world?
Well, I was all set and ready to come in here and with the hashtags KD Watch and hashtag The Decision 2. And then about a half hour or so ago, we got word that Kevin Durant had made his decision going to Golden State. So I quickly had to go back on social media to see what everyone was saying. And the initial reaction seems actually pretty negative. People are not thrilled that he's leaving Oklahoma City. Certainly Oklahoma City Thunder fans are not happy, but there are more than a few comments I saw where people said they feel awful for the Oklahoma City fans, that they're losing a big part of their team. There's a sense that the Golden State Warriors are going to have so many good players and such a strong team that it's not going to make the next season as much fun as it was this season.
Interesting.
So a lot of people saying, right off next season, it's over already. Now, that being said, that gives Golden State a lot to live up to. So they're going to have to see if they can kind of, based on these moves, bringing in Kevin Durant and the amazing record-setting season they had last year, if they can improve on that and then win the title, which they didn't do this year.
One comment on Facebook, Andrew, after Durant's decision comes from Hugh Malozzi, one of my Facebook friends. And Hugh is from Zambia originally, although he now lives here in the United States. And his comment, it's income inequality. Income inequality. The rich get richer. And my Lakers get poor. I guess he's a Lakers fan, but he's got some truth to that. You know, you got an already well established successful club in the Warriors, getting the best free agent out there.
That's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying it is unequal, and that's part of the reason why they don't think next season is going to be as much fun as it was this season. But then you have a couple people saying, one tweet said, if you can't beat them, join them. So, you know, maybe it's a good move for Kevin Durant. You know, they got to look at his career and where he wants to be, where he thinks he can do the best and win championships. And then we always talk about our favorite meme, the crying Jordan meme. Well, somebody said, just put a LeBron crying face on the front of KD's jersey because they're going to pretty much have a good chance of beating the Cavaliers this go-round, they think. Of course, the Cavaliers beat Golden State this year in the NBA final, but they're saying next year, LeBron, look out, because you're going to have a heck of a team to go up against.
Yeah, I look at their three-point shooters now. You have Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry, and Durant is a great three-point shooter. Just what a club.
Yeah, it's, you know, but as people are saying that they're not going to be excited, I think that a lot of Golden State fans, and I think there are some fans out there just generally who are excited to see this team come together and play this well, to see what they can do with all of those players together.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Earlier in the show, Andrew, I mentioned Roger Federer advancing to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Is Wimbledon trending on this Monday?
Absolutely, and it's trending for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's Manic Monday, they call it, at Wimbledon, where all of the men and the women in the round of 16 will be playing. So 16 different singles matches going on. The women's field actually is set now for the quarterfinals. And we have two familiar names who are in the quarterfinals, two sisters that you may have heard of, known as Venus and Serena Williams. Serena, making it to the quarterfinals today, notched her 301st career major win. She actually hit number 300 yesterday, and that puts her within 6 wins of tying Martina Navratilova for the overall women's record.
Okay.
So if she can win Wimbledon and then make a bit of a run at the U.S. Open, she'll surpass the 306 wins, and she'll be the winningest female player in the Grand Slams. We were talking about just before the show that Roger Federer is at 306. I believe if he gets to 307, he'll be the winningest man or woman tennis player of all time in terms of major wins. So some big records happening and some big upsets, namely Novak Djokovic over the weekend.
Huge upset.
American Sam Querrey, who is seeded 28th, knocked out the world number one. Of course, we've talked about on the show that Djokovic was going for not only the calendar slam, winning all 4 majors in one calendar year, but the golden slam, winning a gold medal at the Olympics as well. And those dreams were dashed as he's out in the third round. It's his earliest exit in a major since 2009. So lots of talk about this. Djokovic was the number one trending topic all through the weekend. Djokovic fans in shock over this. But Andy Murray and Roger Federer fans very happy, because they think that those two men are the two that could make it to the final. Could be a very epic matchup between those two. Andy Murray going for a second Wimbledon title to show that it wasn't just a fluke he won the first time, that there's a British dominance at Wimbledon. Roger Federer will be going for his 8th Wimbledon title, so he'd set the record. And so there's a lot of people on social media pulling for those two guys, and a lot of people pulling for the young guys as well. There's some up-and-comers that they said could have a shot now that Novak Djokovic is out.
On the ladies' side, Andrew, would the Williams sisters meet in the final if they keep winning?
They would. They would meet in the final. They're on 2 separate halves of the draw, both in the quarterfinals. Venus, I know in her next match, she's playing a player who isn't seeded. And Serena is playing, I forget who she's playing, but she'll be playing a seeded player, I believe. But, yeah, if they can each win the next 2 matches, win the quarterfinal match and then win their semifinal match, they'll be in the final. So a lot of tennis nostalgia saying, look at this, we could have Venus Williams in the finals. She's in the quarterfinals already. Roger Federer could be in the finals. I was tweeting with some friends who are tennis fans. I said, welcome back to 2009. Because that's really, it is like the late 2000s again, with Roger Federer and Venus back then in their prime. These two, especially Roger and Venus, Wimbledon champions multiple times over. I think Venus has won 5 times. Roger's, of course, won 7. So that would be really exciting. So a lot of social media attention on them. A lot of high hopes that they can make it to the finals and even win.
The old guard standing proud at Wimbledon.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Andrew. That's Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. And that wraps up the July 4th holiday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Keith Holmes. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Self-government, that is, a people exercising all the necessary functions of power without interference by a higher authority that they can't control themselves, is a core American value. It's also at the heart of the Declaration of Independence, which we celebrate today. Thomas Jefferson, the document's primary author, wrote that self-rule is the separate and equal station that a people are entitled to under the laws of God and nature. It didn't come easily. America's early history is marked by conflict with other countries threatened by Republican government and among Americans themselves over the ultimate form that that government would take. But the Declaration laid the framework for a nation that would endure and grow, inspiring similar independence movements around the world. When war first broke out between Britain and its North American colonists, few imagined, let alone supported, the creation of a new nation. Historians note that even as the fighting raged, the colonists were deeply divided over the future. Roughly a third came to believe a complete break with Britain was needed. A third remained loyal to the British crown, and a third simply wanted to be left alone to raise their families and do their jobs. The 56 men who signed the Declaration on July 4, 1776, cast the first votes for independence. Their fellow citizens ratified the choice, and with it the then radical principle that government should be based on the consent of the governed. While this is the event and cause we celebrate today, it isn't unique to Americans. It is embodied in the constitutions of many nations and observed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that we all recognize. In essence, then, Independence Day is a celebration of our common humanity.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Next on Let's Talk. Jeans are a very popular part of our casual dressing around the world. Do you have a pair or more? Join host Sande Shomari and his guests discussing jeans. This lighthearted show covers topics of your interest. Let's Talk comes to you Mondays at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa. Next time on Straight Talk Africa, we'll discuss the 18-year prison sentence given to former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba by the International Criminal Court for rape and murder in the Central African Republic. Tune in to Straight Talk Africa next Wednesday at 1830 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.